This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697. You'll instantly win a pair of Fandango tickets to see Marvel Studios' The Avengers Infinity War in theaters everywhere on April 27th. This is a highly anticipated film, and we've got your tickets for you. So call now, 800-400-3697. Still a lot to come on today's show. At some point today, Vinny is going to whip out that acoustic, the electric guitar.
Yeah.
And he's going to rock out a Journey tune.
All right.
And I'm going to sing my little Friday heart out on it.
Excellent.
Woo-hoo. Why don't we just do it right now?
All right.
Okay.
That's a good idea. It's ready.
You guys are the worst.
You mean by that,
the best.
I mean,
I'm not ready at all. I haven't. I have not been practicing
it. You have. You played it the other day ago, and it was so good.
That's the last time I played it. Just for,
really?
For information.
Okay, so what are you saying? What do you want for a time on this?
Well, if we have to do it, let's just get it over.
Oh,
I don't
great.
Care
Fantastic.
How bad I am. We all know I suck. That's my
Craig
that's
him
my
up
thing.
Real loud. That's
Not
your thing,
loud.
Sucking.
Yeah, Vinny, well, yeah.
I suck.
That's my move.
Oh, my God, and our internet actually worked, and I have the lyrics in
all
front of me.
Right.
That is amazing.
Good thing that's nobody's amazing. In the building yet.
I know.
Well, there's a good
one or two people show up. We've lost the internet, everybody.
That's true. If by 8 o'clock, there's no getting on the internet. Oh, yeah. Tune it up there, Brinny. Very excited for this.
Are you sure you don't want to do a story or two?
In the meantime?
I mean,
well,
does...
today is 420.
Yeah.
So I looked at the, you know, this day in history kind of stuff. There's a lot of stuff for this day in history. First
really?
Of all, it's Hitler's birthday.
Oh,
which
come
is
on.
So, it's like, oh my God.
Screw that guy.
Yeah, why even tell us?
119 years ago. Well, listen, that's something you can, if you ever come across a time machine, set it for 1889, go back and kill baby Hitler. You know, because that's kind of the rule. If you get a time machine, you got to go back and kill Hitler.
Oh.
Ooh.
Too
Boy,
loud.
It sounds great. Bananas at Large has some nice loud equipment.
Yeah, they
do. Woo! I'll lower it from here.
By the way, our digital department put up a really great article at the front page of Radio Alice on 420.
Oh, did
it's
they?
It's really cute. Yeah.
All right, excellent.
All right.
Boy, I'll say our content on RadioAlice.com has just been
Brad and Ron.
They're killing it.
And the Instagram, just incredible.
Oh,
let me hear
well,
what volume you want to play
that's
at.
That everyone's already.
It's got to be louder than that. Stop it. It's way too soft. Turn up a little bit.
Yes.
A little louder. Oh, you're going to crank it up? All right.
No.
I'm already halfway through the song. Where are you?
It starts with any way you want it. Any way you want it. That's the way you need it. Any way you want it. This is a sing-along. So everyone sing. She loves to laugh. She loves to sing. She does everything. She loves to move. She loves to groove. She loves loving things.
What happened? Who turned
Vinny,
it down?
Turn it back
I
up.
I turned it down.
You were the one over there with the thing.
No, I turned it up. What happened?
I didn't. I was in the middle of playing.
It's true. Wow. He was in the middle of playing.
Yeah.
I didn't touch a knob.
That was you.
I turned a knob.
That was you.
I turned it up.
Are you sure?
I know which way is up and
You're
down.
Stone, Bryn.
I wish.
All night. Oh, every night.
Oh, aren't we starting over?
No, we can't start over every time we make a mistake. We just have to pick
I
it back up.
I didn't make a mistake.
Yeah.
So hold tight. Hold tight. Oh, baby, hold tight. Alone, I never knew what could love. love could do. Then we're touched, then we say about the loving things. All night, all night, oh, every night. So hold tight, hold tight. Oh, baby, hold tight. Oh, she said, any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. Oh, she said, hold on. Hold on.
Done?
I guess we're done.
Yay!
Yay!
Excellent job, you guys.
Oh, man. So fun.
You love that?
God. It just makes me want to get home and sing more songs.
Furburger, everybody.
Check us out at RadioAlice.com. That's our band name.
And our writer, or I should speak to our agent. As our agent.
Yes, sir.
We don't do shows any later than noon, ever.
Okay, perfect. I'm with you.
Yeah, we're a breakfast show kind
yeah,
of.
We do breakfast, lunch type gigs. Yeah. By 6 p.m., we're both home and asleep.
Yep, that is true.
So it doesn't matter what they're paying. We won't be there after dark.
Got it. No problem.
No Furburger after dark.
Thank
it's
you.
Just
a lot
the
of
rule.
Corporations want to hire early morning bands.
Sure. Like, we'll wake everyone up. You know, they come rolling in at 8 or 9 in the morning, and we'll be there, you know, rocking the house with our one song we know together.
Exactly.
Well, if you'd learn some Metallica, for crying out loud.
Play a Metallica song. Play something I would know, though.
Yeah, but that's the problem. Oh. You don't
Stone Cold
know
Crazy.
No.
I'll do that one. I'll do anything off the Enter Sandman record. I know a few things off of that, I guess.
The what record?
Whatever one Enter Sandman's
on. Oh, the Black Album.
Yeah.
Is it Metallica Night Monday, Vinny? Does that sound
It's coming
weird?
Up, yeah.
Like the 23rd?
The giant, at the Giant 23rd? Stadium, yeah.
Yay, Vinny and Sarah really know how to start a Friday morning.
Yeah,
Thank
we do.
You.
Yeah, Furburger. You're welcome. That's our band.
That's our band.
That's our band.
Whoa, yeah. Vinny's so good.
I know, Vinny, you totally rocked it.
Come on.
Stuck in traffic in a terrible mood until I heard Sarah singing, Rock Out in the Car Now, Looking Like a Crazy Person. Love you guys.
Hopefully everyone was singing along, too. It always sounds better when you're singing along. 165 years ago, because today is 420, so I looked at, like, what happened today. There's all kinds of crazy things. 165 years ago today, in 1853, Harriet Tubman started the Underground Railroad. Mm. Like, epic day. 116 years ago?
She was the first boring company.
She was the first boring company. 116 years ago today, in 1902, Pierre and Marie Curie isolated radium. They like discovered radium. What they didn't know was that it was radioactive and super dangerous. And then their daughter died of leukemia. And I want to say both of them died of cancer.
Oh.
The first commercial use of radium was to paint it on wristwatches to make them glow in the dark. So people were walking around with this crap on their wrists.
Oh, man.
And a lot of people who painted that, who were handling the radium and painting it, and not so much the people who had it on their wrist, I guess maybe it was just too small of an amount, but the people who were handling it, a bunch of them died, too.
I'm sure.
Of course, it was 116 years ago, so most people alive then are dead now. 106 years ago today, in 1912, the Green Monster opened in Boston.
Oh.
Fenway Park. Wrigley Field opened on this date in 1916 in Chicago.
You've been to Fenway, right?
Yeah.
You like it?
I do. And if you've ever been to Boston or to Fenway, it is like, it's a ballpark that is, I mean, it's the most citified. I mean, I don't know. I haven't been to that many of them, but there's no parking lots. There's no, it's just right there. Like, there are buildings backed up against it. Like, it's just so in the city, right there in the middle. And so, you know, parking lots are a luxury. Take the tea. 57 years ago today in 1961, FM broadcasting was approved by the FCC.
I know. There were all these like kind of neat things for 420.
26 years ago today in 1992, Benny Hill died of a heart attack.
I used to like Benny Hill.
Well, how could you not, Vinny? He had topless chicks
on
his show.
I like that.
My mom, it would come on like at 11 o'clock, 11:30 at night on the weekends. My mom would let us stay up and watch it.
And then two other terrible things happened on this date. I mean, I'm sure lots of terrible things have happened on 420s in the past, but these are remarkable ones. And I still remember this. We had only been in town here for a couple of years. Today's the anniversary of Columbine.
Oh.
Yeah.
And horrible news out of Florida this morning. And we're just starting to get the first details on this. It sounded like when I was in
there's been
another school shooting.
I put that story right. You were probably playing with the one person injured. It looks like a student was bullet landed in the ankle.
And 8 years ago today, in the what felt like the thing that was going on forever, and can someone please stick a goddamn cork in this? The Deepwater Horizon drilling rig exploded. 11 workers were killed, and 205 million gallons of crude oil spilled into the Gulf of Mexico. You remember that? Remember seeing they had like the live cam? It's billowing out.
Yeah.
It was like, someone duct tape
it. It's just heartbreaking.
Oh.
It's heartbreaking to think that of the damage we caused to the environment and the animals that live in it, and we are just like, whoops.
Oopsie.
I mean, but that goes back to, I was thinking the same thing as you were talking about it's not iridium, because I think that's what they use
radium.
Now. Radium on the watches. It's so much stuff comes up where we're like, this is a great idea. Do we know what it's going to do, though? No, not really, but look.
It's an element.
It's fun.
It's great.
And then
look
later we realize what a mess we've made of things.
Right.
And
well,
it's only
asbestos or you know, what is the red dye that they took out of it? All of a sudden we're like, oh my God, everyone's dying of cancer. We got to get this out of the M&Ms or whatever else it's in.
925 says, Sarah, the woman who painted the radium on the watches used to lick the paintbrushes, so many of them died of mouth and throat cancer. And someone says there's a really great book about
Marie Curie.
The ladies,
or Marie Curie.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I know. Imagine that, like you're a scientist and you discover this thing and like, oh my God, this is amazing. And then your kid dies of, and I don't know what they knew about leukemia back in 1902? It's just such a strange, you know, to not even know that that was, 1902, to not even know that that was a result of this thing that you'd isolated, and they didn't know what radioactivity was, and just crazy. 2020 presidential tickets are starting to come up. There's jokes. This one's one of the jokey ones, but it's kind of funny because they're actually talking. There's all kinds of rumors. How do you like Bernie Sanders, Cardi B? Sanders B. It's so funny because Cardi B said all this stuff the other day, and Bernie Sanders was like, yes, I totally agree.
Oh, how funny.
In a recent interview, she says that she's a political junkie, and she called FDR the real Make America Great Again president, because if it wasn't for him, people wouldn't even get Social Security. And yesterday, Bernie tweeted, Cardi B is right. If we're really going to make America great, we need to strengthen Social Security so that seniors are able to retire with the dignity they deserve.
Well, it's kind of true, especially if you paid into it all those years.
Right. We do need to strengthen it.
I think we got a gig for Furburger.
Oh,
we got a gig? We only know one song.
My friend Wendy for the Chamber of Commerce, San Carlos. I've got a farmer's market gig for them.
Oh, my God. We're going to be perfect
done
at that.
Noon.
Yeah, that's perfect for us.
Thanks, Wendy.
I love farmer's markets, too. We'll do our one song, and then I'll go shopping. Get some big, fresh tomatoes. Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, I'm so excited that we've got some gigs now. Woo. What other songs can we learn?
By we, you mean me?
Yeah.
Maybe they'll pay you fruits and vegetables and nuts.
I'll take it.
Frankly, I don't even feel like I've learned that one yet. But, you know, whatever.
Got through three quarters of it, Vinny.
If you want to fudge our way through more songs, I'll find some
do
stuff
that.
To
figure out a few.
To do for you. Sure.
You should maybe run for the hills.
Oh, you want to do Maiden?
Sure, let's do some Maiden.
I want to do songs you'll like. You know, songs that you'll into. I know you're not that into the Journey tune. You learned that for me.
Although, you know what? Of all the Journey songs, that's the only one I would want to learn.
What's over? How about Over the Hills and Far Away? You know how to play that, right?
Yeah.
Let's do that one right now.
No, let's not do more songs.
Oh, man, I'm so into it.
He's hooked.
Yeah.
Why don't you start singing it? Just, like, get your blood up.
Sure.
Going to come back and Michael's going to have removed all the stuff from the studio.
Like, where's all the guitars? Happy Friday.
Wannabe musicians.
Wannabe. Tomorrow is the second anniversary of Prince's death. And I have some updates.
Yeah.
For starters, Prince's estate has released his original version of Nothing Compares to You. So this is not the one that he did with the family. Because he wrote the song in 84. Sinead O'Connor had the big hit with it. But then there's a recorded version that people have heard with his side project, The Family. This original studio version is different than the recording by The Family. Let's see. It was released with previously unseen rehearsal footage of Prince and the Revolution. This is the summer of 1984. And here it is, the original version. So sad.
Yeah.
What a loss.
Mm-hmm. Can't believe it's 2 years tomorrow.
I know. It's crazy.
So tell us the step.
Craig, this is where I want to hear him do the Nothing Compares part.
Oh, all right.
That's what it told me. Anyway, so that's out. You can actually, where did you find that? Because I know you can stream it right now, too. Oh, listen, a sax solo. So that happened yesterday. Also yesterday, the prosecutor investigating Prince's death said no criminal charges are going to be filed, which means the local case is closed. Prosecutors believe Prince's doctor wrote a prescription for oxycodone under the name of Prince's bodyguard, even though it was intended for Prince. But they don't know how he got his hands on fentanyl, and they actually think he may not have known that what he had taken was fentanyl. They say the evidence shows Prince thought he was taking Vicodin.
I don't believe that. It's fine. I understand when you have an estate of his size and the public presence of his size. And I love the guy, so mm-hmm. it doesn't matter to me. But I know they try to protect drug addicts in these situations. But he probably had gotten away from him. And it's probably something that it's not good. It's not attractive, and it's not what they want to put out there.
Well, they say the evidence shows he thought he was taking Vicodin, not fentanyl. They said they couldn't find any proof that anyone else knew he had fentanyl or that it was ever prescribed to him by a doctor.
How'd he get it?
I don't know.
Accidentally, the stuff's supposed to be 50 times stronger than Vicodin.
Well, I wonder if there's, I mean, to me, obviously because nobody had prescribed him these things, etc. There was an underground route. He was on the dark web.
Right.
So, you know, the thing is, when you buy from someone who's a drug dealer, you don't ever really know what you're going to get. Even the things that you buy that seem straightforward, like, you know, weed or cocaine or, you know, I don't know what you're buying from your drug dealer. Well, they're cut with things. And so, you know, although it seems like that would be an expensive thing to cut something with, or maybe they thought they were doing Prince some kind of favor.
Well, that's the way dealers are, is they sell to someone and they become that person's best friend. Oh, she's Bill there. Oh,
I love Bill. Bill's, he's the Dr. Feelgood.
That's a big deal. That's right. Something that, you know, and Bill's not going to step forward and say, well, I was the one supplying
him with the
fentanyl.
Yeah, we were really good friends.
He loved it. Mm. Fentanyl was his favorite.
And finally, TMZ. Actually, this might not even be finally. Because there's TMZ has all this video from the actual, they didn't put up any photos of the actual body, but they have video from the day that the investigators got in to Prince's studio / home. And there's video of them walking all around. They have stills of things like some kind of powder. I'll hand it to you. It's a strange picture. It's a spoon. Where is it? It's a spoon with a cherry on it. Damn it. I don't have it here. Anyway, it's a photo of like a powdery substance just spilled on a countertop. So this is as they're doing their, you know, initial investigation. And then there's like a spoon right there. But then it looks like the spoon is maybe a sculpture. Like it wasn't like he was cooking anything in the spoon. It has like a cherry attached at the top. And I guess that's some kind of a Minneapolis landmark or something.
Oh.
So it's like a model of that. But there's some kind of
drugs there for sure.
I don't know what else it could be.
You know, drugs are illegal, and so drug addiction seems criminal, but he had a problem, obviously, and it killed him. And it doesn't make him a bad person, and
he He was a guy with a disease.
Right. Ruin his accomplishments.
There's it's also terrible. Photos inside the vault, Vin. Large sums of cash and walls of recordings. Look at this. There's a there's just a, you know, those metal shelves, and there are so many just reel to reel boxes holding,
like, what are those, inch and a half?
Yeah, whatever.
Thick.
There, it's incredible. What how much that, that's music
the
is
thickness is the amount of tracks they can put on those things, mm-hmm. right?
Right. So there's that. And then Sinead O'Connor was interviewed by the police, and I guess that TMZ got audio of this, and she was saying he was
all kinds of
yeah.
stuff.
So there's Sinead O'Connor weighing in on this thing, and tomorrow is the 2-year anniversary of Prince's death. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Snacks.
Oh, I love those.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by UCSF Health. Our text number is 800-400-3697.
My hubby overheard the performance and says, "You have interesting friends, honey." Furburger, I love you guys. You rock.
Woo! Furburger!
Furburger is one word, by the way, everyone, yeah. as you write in.
It's like furniture. Furburger.
Is that what it's like?
Yeah, it's like that. Okay. You know.
Yay, that was great. I almost killed myself and fell down the stairs running to see the looking glass.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, I always forget about the looking glass. Yay.
Go Sarah.
Go Vinny. Furburger.
Furburger.
Go Vaughn.
Oh, yeah, Vaughn. With
Vaughn.
The camera.
Yay, Vaughn.
Oh, that was all. Boy.
Yep, there it was.
I didn't think about that.
I know, I never
it.
Think about the cameras. It's weird how you forget that there they are. Yeah, there's probably only like 5 people watching, right? Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, UCSF Medical Center is ranked the number one hospital in California by U.S. News and World Report. UCSF Health, redefining possible.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the new Krispy Kreme location at Fisherman's Wharf next to In-N-Out. OMG. Y-U-M-M-M.
Yum.
Go to Krispy Kreme right now for some glazed donut-y goodness.
All right, I will. God.
Well, we just had breakfast, actually.
I know.
But
yum.
Could you eat a donut right now?
No. I can barely eat the thing that we got. Although, I gotta say, if there were Krispy Kremes right here, I might have to take a bite.
No way.
I know.
After you just say that?
So full.
You know.
Let's move on with you, Vinny. What do you think?
A donut?
Yeah. I feel sick. All right.
Oh, yeah,
oh dude, I always do. My stomach just hates food these days.
Here's what's happening. It's 4:20, everyone.
Yay!
That means...
And it's Friday! Woo!
It's marijuana day here. And actually, it's around the world celebration.
It's weed day.
Has already begun, but...
Woo!
4:20 p.m. is the time when everyone lights up.
Mary Jane!
You got the stick song Light Up, everybody. What's that song called?
Oh, I don't know what that's called. Is it from Grand Illusion?
Yeah. You don't know it?
Well, I know the song, but I don't know what the name of it is.
Light up. Everybody,
it might be called up. Light up.
Join
light up.
Us in this celebration.
It's like you're my best friend today, playing a Journey song, playing sticks. A celebration. They're so dramatic. Light up. How good be? Makes you happy.
Sweet, sweet
be. Oh, God, I love sticks.
It's Stoobage Day, everyone. Light up.
Yeah, Friday. Every Friday is.
While we're all in a good mood, let's remind you that the Warriors won last night.
Yay!
110-97.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, no.
B-C.
Bryn, you going to go to any more playoff games?
Oh, I haven't planned on any of that, no, but... Sounds
they just
fun.
Keep, like, playoff tickets in a fishbowl downstairs at the game.
Yeah, you just reach in there, grab the pair.
You know, what's interesting is they all have access, though. So, you know, we can figure out how we...
I forgot to mention, I was coming out... because I ran out of here yesterday. I had to go to an appointment.
Oh, yeah, how did it go, right.
Vinny?
And I see, is it
Dibs.
Is his name Dan?
Dan Dibley.
Dan,
he,
right.
He goes by Dibs.
Okay, well, I see Dan, and he's like, hey, Vinny. And I'm like, hey. Thing goes down. I'm like, I think that was one of the dudes from the game. That was Dan.
He hung out for a while. He just wanted to be friendly.
Well, he was just trying to waste time before they have their daily morning meeting.
Daily?
So it's,
I
go,
well, they're a new morning show.
I go,
you know
what? You have daily meetings?
Yeah, well.
How long do they last?
What do you say?
Do they
he
meet
goes,
with
it depends
program?
On if I ask questions.
Oh, yeah, don't ask questions.
Damn,
we learned that early on. Never ask questions.
So it's Joe, Lowe, and Dibs, the morning show at 95.7.
Really, I got to say,
great
really great guys.
Yeah.
There are a lot of dicks in morning radio, and they are not among them.
That is correct.
We have known some people that I was just like, oh, my God, someone kill them. They're awful people. You remember that guy in Philly? Who was just, he was a nightmare.
Oh, the guy that we competed with, Barsky.
He was saying stuff about how he hoped that we died, like on the air. Like all this crap.
Well,
like,
we
we're
came
just
on
sitting here, man.
Fast for him. That was, that was a trip.
He used to be a number one.
And then he got booted off.
Well,
for the 6 months you guys were there.
We weren't around long enough to
totally
to win,
unseat him.
But we came on fast.
And he was pissed.
Where's DRE
Barsky
was
now?
A good station. Mm-hmm. Like really... That was neat to be part of that.
And we started something rolling, and then they were like, oh, yeah, we sold the place.
Why
and
did they flip it? Or just because they sold it?
The guy sold it, and he sold it maybe
it
3 months after you got there?
He bought it for $3 million.
Uh-huh.
This is when deregulation happened, and people were buying up stations.
What's the last name, or what was the company
I
name?
Can't remember the last name.
Hold on. It was, I remembered it just the other day. Let me see if I can, first of all, he bought it for... $3 million and sold it for 20.
Right.
Wow.
Which actually, if he'd held out a few more years, he could have made a lot more than that even. And he basically told, we're all sitting there, all of us making, you know, crummy radio money, sitting in the big meeting, which I didn't believe, by the way. Vinny goes, because they called for a whole meeting.
I'm coming in and I have an announcement.
But he's like, that's it. We're all fired. It's sold. He sold the station. We're all fired. I'm like, what are you talking? Will you stop it? Because we had just gotten there. And like, we were happening. What do you want to say, like 3 or 4 months? I think you got there in August, and we were sold in November. But then we had to stay there until February. Like, he was like, yeah, it has to be business as usual until February. So we're all on the air going, yeah, we're sold. The station's sold. Kiss us goodbye.
He wasn't like, don't say anything?
No.
He was whatever.
He was like,
he
whatever.
Care,
we had a going away concert we called Bitterfest. It was the last. And then right at midnight, we pulled an actual plug out of the wall.
And what song came on?
Some R&B
Earth, Wind, and
classic.
Fire.
Yeah. And that was it. Driving out of there. And it was so anticlimactic because it was almost like, oh, we could save it. No. It was...
Done deal.
You guys want an update on
Elliot?
What?
Preston Elliot?
No,
he worked with us.
Right? Okay.
No, Preston was afternoon guy.
Oh, okay.
You guys want an update on Paul Barsky?
Oh, Barsky. That's the guy we competed against.
Update?
Yeah, what's his name?
So after 2008, he moved from Philly to Texas. He was there for 2 years, working for CBS from 2009 to 2011. And currently, he is in South Florida.
Oh.
All right, good for him.
Yeah, at least he's still working.
Yeah, that's good. You know,
Palm Beach.
He was fine. It's just like, it's like, why would you, I don't know. My philosophy has always been just do your damn show.
Yeah,
just try and put a good. There's plenty of room. There's plenty of people who like plenty of different things, and we're all in the same boat. Like, I feel like these are colleagues.
I do too.
Like, I'm not gonna,
even though we're competitors.
Sure, we're competing.
Still
I want to beat them
for you, and
I certainly am not gonna go on the air bad mouthing you. And we've had some awful. And I swear to God, the worse people are to other people, the worse it is for them in the end.
Yep.
Like they wind up just going down in flames or just being run out of town or.
Jared Broadcasting. J-A-R-A-D.
Right. Oh.
That was their last name.
That dude's last name?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jetted.
Anyway.
How do we get on this?
I don't know. But we just wasted so much time.
Well.
Earth Day this weekend, everyone.
Yay!
Don't forget.
Don't forget
it's
about
Earth
the Earth.
Day this weekend.
The only home we got.
Go to RadioAlice.com for more info on that. Or
tons
you know.
Of info
a bunch
on
of
it.
Events.
Yuzi has a big
there.
Blog up there about Earth Day, and then the IT department.
Digital.
The digital department put up a blog.
Yes.
Really good one.
They're doing great.
Yeah.
They're on it. This is the most underrated snacks of all time. I don't eat any of these, so I need you to confirm these are underrated for me. Cheese Nips. Who eats those?
Nobody.
You know, I don't like those as much. I eat Cheez-Its.
I love Cheez-Its.
I feel like Cheez-Its are the little knockoff.
Yeah, they're like a little stick, right?
They're sort of
roundish,
oblong.
Little.
They're oblong.
2 inches long,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something. And
so Cheese Nips are not underrated. They're bunk.
They're bunk.
They're bogus.
But the word nips is in their name, and I would think that that would have some appeal to some people.
Like me.
Right.
Okay.
Nips.
Cheese Nips.
Smarties.
I like Smarties.
No one eats.
They're like Neckos.
They say
except
that
softer,
here.
Huh?
They're like Neckos. Right. Although they say here they're not as terrible as Neckos.
It says that?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no,
they're not as... I was going to say it's chalky, but they are chalky.
They're pretty chalky, but they have that... you know why I like Neckos better is because they're not... because Smarties will actually make you smart. Like, you know, that sour...
Oh.
They've got that edge on them.
Bagel chips.
Oh, anybody? My God. I love bagel chips.
You do?
I do.
Those
I
are the
love
hard
them.
Ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love those, too.
Actually, pita chips, they're like my absolute favorite.
Bagel chips, it says, they're overshadowed by tortilla chips and pita chips, but they're good on their own.
No, they are good. And there's all different flavors.
Crackle, Mr. Good Bar, and 100 Grand. Apparently, these are candy bars that are underrated.
100 Grand is like one of the best candy bars of all time.
Of all time!
All time?
Really?
Oh, my God, I love those. Like, right. When we get the, and you know, you would never, well, I would never go into a store and buy a 100 Grand bar, but at Halloween when they have
the
them.
The little ones,
I'm
right.
I'm like, damn, I always forget how good these are. Give me 50.
You said Crackle 100 Grand. What was the third one?
Mr. Good Bar.
I like Mr. Good Bar, too.
Good
That's
bars
just,
are good.
Is that milk, chocolate, and peanuts?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's good.
Ding Dongs and Nutty Buddy tops the list of the most
Nutty
underrated
Buddy.
Snack of all time. I don't even
Ding
know
Dong
what a Nutty
and
Buddy.
Nutty Buddy, both excellent.
I've had Ding Dongs,
yeah.
But I don't
Nutty
know
Buddy
the Nutty
is
Buddy.
The original sundae cone.
What?
A Nutty Buddy. It's like an ice cream cone, and it's got
with
like a
chocolate
you know,
dip
like
on
a chocolate
top,
dip and some
then
nuts.
And peanuts on
yeah.
the top. Yeah.
But freaking great.
Drumsticks.
Yes, but Nutty Buddy was first. I mean, listen, drumsticks are great, but they're a knockoff. Nutty Buddy, the original.
All right. I'm shocked you know what it is.
Maybe it's an East
Good
Coast
job,
thing.
Though. It might be.
But Ding Dongs and Ring Dings...
Devil Dogs
right.
and Yankee Doodles were an East Coast thing.
Well, I think that certain things are named a different thing on the East Coast. I think that Yankee Doodles are ho-hos out here.
Whatever
and I
think
they are. Ring-dings are ding-dongs out here.
Devil Dogs and Yankee Doodles are the driest,
no,
most
stop.
Inedible.
No,
they're
you,
disgusting.
You need a glass of I'm telling you, they're great. You
I've had
have a glass
them with. I'm just saying.
Maybe you just get used to them. They're great.
You take a bite of that cake and you will choke to death.
No. If you inhale it.
Oh, my God.
Ding Dongs are great. I mean, not Ding Dongs. Well, those are
devil
great,
dogs.
Too. But Devil Dogs are great because they are dry. You take a small bite, and you can have it in your mouth for a while. You know, you don't have to
have
chow
through
it.
Have you ever taken, like, a mouthful of sand? You know, like, just a
hey, they're
mouthful.
They're not like that.
They're just
Stop
so
it.
Dry that you cannot swallow it down.
I guess I'm just used to them.
Maybe.
I love Devil Dogs.
Or maybe you started coffee when you were six. Who knows?
Maybe. Ooh, coffee with a Devil Dog sounds delicious.
King Mswati III has been the ruler of Swaziland since 1986.
Mm.
That's a nation in Southeast Africa, wedged between South Africa and Mozambique.
Oh.
He's one of the only absolute monarchs left in the world. He does anything he wants, and no one can say boo to him.
He's the king.
He is the king.
He no just, parliament to answer to, no...
He is absolute power.
Okay.
In.
Yeah, I don't know much about Swaziland at all.
Swaziland. Well, the king of Swaziland has just announced he's renaming the country.
Uh-oh. What's he going to name it?
He says he's sick of foreigners confusing it with Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Are people
hey, bro,
doing
no
that?
One
no one is doing
is
that.
Confusing that. No one.
The new name is Eswatini. Eswatini. It means land of the Swazis. He's been using it in speeches since 2014. He's officially changing the name of a country by a decree.
Mm.
And no one can do anything
Say
about it.
Say the name
it.
Again.
Eswatini. It's Eswatini. Eswatini.
Eswatini. I like it.
You like that more than Swaziland?
I do. I think Swaziland is... I've always thought that Swazi always reminds me of the word Nazi, which I do not like.
Oh, it does?
A little bit, you know?
Whenever we go abroad, people refer to us as Switzerland. So that's really why we're doing it.
Eswatini. What is it again?
Eswatini.
Eswatini.
You were alive when Eswatini. A new country name was announced, everyone.
Well, you've already been... I mean, Burma is now Myanmar. And,
oh,
and,
sure.
And actually...
Oh, yeah, a bunch
when
of crap
the USSR,
changed.
The whole, when that broke that up, that all kind of changed. But this is kind of out of the blue, Vin.
You know what's weird?
What?
That you're right. Like, we used to watch the Olympics, and there was Eastern Germany and Western Germany. Remember that?
Yep.
And then the wall came down, and now it's just Germany.
No, it's just Germany.
I used to go to this one church, and the preacher used to always say from the pulpit, if you want to be a millionaire, be a map maker.
Map?
Map maker?
Yeah. Because they're always changing the names of countries. Constantly. No. Constantly.
But it seems like you just go, erase.
No.
Like,
gotta get a whole new map.
Oh, jeez.
That's pretty fun.
There's some... 925 says they used to work in exporting. Let's see. I work in exporting, and I used to get Swaziland and Switzerland mixed up all the time.
Well, now it's Eswatini. Eswatini.
He knows. We don't know. Eswatini.
Eswatini. Eswatini forever.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. The lesson to be learned, don't put science in your mouth. That's the radioactive girls. They say there's a book, too. The radioactive girls is a book.
Really? About Marie Curie?
And the people who are making the watches with the radium.
Right. It's so stunning. Today's 420, so we looked back, and today was the day that Marie Curie, whatever the hell, however you say her name, isolated radium. Like, here's a new element. And they had no idea how dangerous it was, and everyone around them was dying of cancer. And they're like, oh, this is great. Painted on watches. They glow in the dark. Fun.
Chris Cornell does an amazing cover of Nothing Compares to You. It's on YouTube and totally worth a listen.
Yeah, we've watched that
before. That boy's voice, he could do anything he wants with it.
So true.
I listen to him when he does heavy music like Soundgarden, but he also could do the prettiest music you've ever heard.
I want to say we listened to that on the show
probably
2 or 3 years ago.
415 says counterfeit tablets have been one of the biggest problems in the last few years. Fentanyl is the most common in counterfeit tablets.
What do you mean?
I wrote about this when it happened. He wouldn't have known it was fentanyl. Drug chemist listener number one.
Oh, goodness.
You know, that could very well be true. I mean, I know something about addiction being an addict, but if that's something in the pill culture, I wouldn't know anything about it. I was a booze guy.
Yeah, I would know. I'm too scared of pills.
Me too.
Really scared.
Vinny, hasn't there been in San Francisco or the Bay Area recent deaths with these?
There was some bad drug that was going around.
Well, it
does sound really familiar.
Yeah, like 3 people in the Hate died. Some people in the North Bay
because they thought they were
died.
Doing heroin
they were doing
fentanyl.
Yeah.
You know what's weird about it? It doesn't make sense because the idea that you're getting a drug, one drug, and you actually get given a stronger one, that's not usually the way the drug business works.
Right.
You
got to
pay
more
for the stronger stuff. So, but I don't know. Maybe if they're getting these things super cheap from China.
Or wherever, right?
By the...
Look, we have a bunch of this. There's no big market for fentanyl, so we'll just cut it into the heroin. Yeah, there was a big story about people who were ODing because they weren't doing what they thought they were.
Yeah.
It's all tragic. It's a lot of tragedy in that story.
People love Furburger, Sarah. I don't have any text to prove it.
They do.
That's our new band. In case you missed it, you'll have to go back and listen to the podcast.
Or don't.
Although I don't think that can be in there, right? Because that's somebody else's song.
Probably want to put on the song itself.
Maybe
it's by Journey.
Anything,
but you've heard that version before. You got to hear the Furburger version. It's amazing. New music after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.